The rest of the story. You've heard the stories of Florence Nightingale in the Crimean War, how she ministered to the needs of the wounded soldiers and is therefore remembered as the founder of modern nursing. Did you ever hear about Martha Canary, the Angel of Spruce Gulch? I was afraid of that. And that's why today's rest of the story. In 1878, smallpox swept South Dakota. Smallpox was the worst thing that could ever happen to a frontier community, mostly because the frontiersmen did not know how to deal with it. They were often ignorant regarding proper isolation and care of victims. The disease spread more quickly. It killed more people than it would have otherwise. In Deadwood, South Dakota, 8 men came down with it. All of the townsfolk knew nothing more to do than to separate those men from the healthy ones, so the sick were quarantined in a little shack up on White Rocks Mountain, a place called Spruce Gulch. Dr. Babcock was, of course, notified. After his first visit to the cabin, he returned with grim news. The men were terribly ill, he said. In need of more care than he could offer, he said. But upon his next call to the quarantine, he found there was a young woman there named Martha Canary. She was there, she said, to look after the men. Doc warned her of the risk. She said she knew of the risk. She would take her chances. Just tell me what to do, she pleaded, and I'll stay right here and do it. Well, that's how the remarkable ordeal began. Day and night, week after week after week, Martha remained in that dismal shack caring for the stricken men. Miners in the gulch below the cabin assisted as best they could from that distance. If Martha needed supplies, she would lower a rope to them, calling out her request. When one of Martha's patients died, she would wrap him in a blanket. She would call down for a hole to be dug, and then she alone would carry the body to its grave and cover it over. Particularly touching was her prayer for the deceased, because it was the only prayer Martha knew. Now I lay me down to sleep. All through that awful time, Martha's only medicines were cream of tartar and Epsom salts and persistence. I guess it was the persistence that paid off, because when it was over, Doc said there was no doubt without Martha's nursing, all 8 men would have died, and instead 5 survived. This is only one episode in the humanitarian career of the Angel of Spruce Gulch. Often, when smallpox and diphtheria struck elsewhere, there also was Martha Canary, fulfilling the responsibilities of 19th century nurse, a combination of cook and doctor, chambermaid and undertaker. So dependable was she in a crisis that folks throughout the American frontier began associating her exclusively with crises. That's where she got her nickname, those crises. Now, all your life, you've had a picture etched in your mind of a raucous, hell-raising, guns-blazing gal of the plains, but that's because until now you never knew the Angel of Mercy, gentle and kind, the real Martha Jane Canary, who could be counted on in a calamity. That's why they called her Calamity Jane. Now you know the rest of the story.